I spent about 20 minutes in my car listening to Dolly Parton songs and crying today. I am still a little shocked how emotional I am about the news that Dolly Parton is gone. It's drive time. I'm Jason. Dan is here. Susie keeping us up to date on the news, and we're sort of going through it together. I think there's a generational aspect here where if you're like me and you grew up in a household in the 80s and your mom or maybe your grandma, and it's, I mean, not to gender this, but it's moms and grandmas that were listening to Dolly Parton in the 80s. And in a time where celebrities just let you down one after the next, you love their music, you love their artistry, and they become a monster one way or another. Dolly Parton got better with time. There was something about her music, about her life, about her attitude, about her humor that made you think, this is the American dream. This is the America you want. That when you hit it big, you're going to take care of your family, you're going to take care of your community, and you're never going to forget about where you came from. There was something in Dolly that I think represented the best of us. I don't know. That's the best way I can make sense of this, because I am never impacted by celebrity deaths. And that's why I thought we should start here today. I welcome you into the conversation, share your memories, explain what you're going through, because I'm still kind of trying to make sense of it. It's 651-461-9226. I wanted to bring in a country radio Hall of Famer. Marcy Braun is with us. Marcy runs The Wolf, 102.9 right here in the Twin Cities, and she runs a legendary country radio station in Chicago, US 99. Marcy, are you going through some of these same emotions that I've been talking about here? Oh, I think your microphone's muted there, Marcy. There we go. Now we got you, I think. No, still no? Let's see. Marcy? No, we don't got you. Why don't we give Marcy a phone call? You know, sometimes we try to do this fancy on the video chat. You know, Marcy's a big shot for this company. Maybe you can get the technology fixed for us here. That's what I got to say. Look what just, oh, I hear you now.
Oh, great. I did. It was probably me.
I don't want to blame a radio executive for not knowing how to operate a microphone, but that does seem.
You should.
Yeah.
You 100% should.
Marcy, I mean, I was sitting in the car listening to Dolly Parton's nephew share his story, and we'll play that in a minute. But this, I was surprised how overcome I was by this news today.
I mean, I feel that Dolly is immortal. I mean, I know that she's been hinting lately about some health issues, but yet she's always been present when she's done that. She's always done the videos and we've always seen her and she's always, you know, had a smile on her face. And so I think that there's just part of me that thought this day would never, ever come.
When you think about country music and Dolly Parton's importance, for me, I've been struck by in the modern era how much she's been a mentor for, you know, you look at Miley Cyrus, who was her goddaughter. But you think about generations of country women in a genre that for a long time it has been the country dudes, the big swagger, big cowboy hat. And here comes Dolly with her own approach.
She's the gold standard. Let's look at everything that Dolly's done. I mean, not only an amazing singer-songwriter with 25 number ones to her name, but also she's an amazing actress. She's an amazing philanthropist. I mean, just look at what she's done. I mean, she donated all that money during COVID for COVID vaccines. She's donated millions of dollars for cancer research. This woman not only came into this world being the angel that she was a real life angel on life, but she wanted to leave this world better than she found it. And the connection she has with not only the country audience, but just the global audience. I mean, I dare you to find someone that didn't love Dolly Parton with right. all their heart.
Yeah, I mean, the New York Times wrote that story, and I think it was 2019, where it was talking about a divided America. And it said, is there anything we can agree on? Oh, yes, it's Dolly Parton. It is the
one,
right? I mean, there is some truth to that. To me, I remember, you know, and I think back in the 80s, she was really becoming a TV star as well. And she had her own variety show. I just remember her with the Muppets over and over again in my childhood. And there was something about that self-deprecating humor. Today, you look at the way that celebrities use social media to try to bring you inside their world. I feel like Dolly was 30 years ahead of her time in letting us in. You know, we knew her nails were fake. We knew her boobs were fake. We knew she wasn't blonde.
She was 100% in on the joke. You know, people asking her, you know, oh my God, Dolly, your hair's so great. How long does it take to get your hair looking like that? I don't know. I'm never there when it's done, was her answer. I mean, it was, you know, it was perfection. She was the master of just leading the way in everything, including being inside the joke before everybody else could, you know, say it to her.
Marcy Braun is with us. She's a country music, a radio executive. Runs our station here in Minneapolis, The Wolf. You know, you look at 11 Grammy Awards, 54 nominations, 10 Country Music Association Awards. But it only tells part of the story. You touched on the fact that, you know, she donated $1 million that went to Vanderbilt for the development of the COVID vaccine. Over the years, I believe it's upwards of 300 million, 350 million books that have
Dolly's library, yeah, with the library.
The library. Yeah, just sort of, it is a time, and we're going to hear for sure from music royalty, and the president posted about it a couple of minutes ago. But I think your point that we thought she was going to be immortal, and also I'm 51 years old. I think if you are 40 to 60, you're in that wheelhouse where you probably were caught off guard by this just like I was today.
Absolutely. I was on the phone with a friend of mine. She was calling to check up about something. And I got a text message from one of our general sales managers that said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I know how much you loved her. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I don't know what he's talking about. Like, I thought maybe the text went, you know, because he didn't reference Dolly. Mm-hmm. And then from that moment, Jason, it was a flood, and it hasn't stopped.
You've met her, Marcy?
I met her once. She was playing at the Chicago Theater, and she came into the station, and it was an early morning show visit. And so she came up through the freight elevator, and I held the studio door for her as she was leaving. And she put her hand on my cheek. And I promise you, this has never happened in my entire life. When she did that, my right knee completely gave out. Like it, I swear it was the most amazing and surreal thing. I mean, legitimately touched by it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just so special, and she was so kind. And I mean, everybody who she had surrounding her, you know, in her management and at her record labels and stuff like that, they all were just as wonderful as her. And it was a group of just, you know, a wonderfully moving piece of humanity, if you will.
Marcy Braun, from US 99 in Chicago and The Wolf right here in the Twin Cities. Your favorite Dolly song is?
My favorite Dolly song is, it's tough, but it's Here You Come Again. I don't know. I just... I know. There's just something about that song. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, you think, oh, Jolene, I Will Always Love You, 9 to 5.
But great,
just something about Here You Come Again. Like, you know what? I've had it with, and this is what she does. there's every song will reach a person for another reason, but this is like the strong Dolly, like, oh, ha, 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 you thought you could come back again? Nope. See you later. Bye.
Well, I know people are going to get a lot of joy tonight kind of playing those songs and taking us back in time. But these songs are shockingly timeless, too. The messages resonate today, maybe more than in the 70s and the 80s. In the 90s when they were first coming out. Yeah. Marcy Braun, thanks for spending some time with us and sharing those
memories. Absolutely. Thanks so much.
651-461-9226. Your favorite song. There is something about the memory that takes you back to a time with your family, right? And that's what I was touched by when I was thinking about this today. I do think there's something to the fact that you have somebody who has married the same guy for almost 60 years. He died last year. She dies this year. No real scandal with Dolly Parton that anybody knows of. It's so different from what celebrity is like today. Share your memories. Share your favorite songs. We'll play these songs throughout the show today. Dolly Parton, leaving us in one sense, but she'll be a part of our lives forever. 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in a minute. Oh, the news really hit hard that Dolly Parton died today. The last we really heard from her was in a social media post where she was saying that sort of like her, you know, her intestines and her digestive system, everything was all sort of mixed up and that she was going to be okay. But that was months ago. And she, the news out today that Dolly Parton died at the age of 80. The president of the United States did post on Truth Social that he is going to lower the American flag for a week, starting tonight at 6 p.m. So flags will be at half mast or half staff,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it. For Dolly Parton.
That's appropriate.
I think so, too.
She's a cultural icon. I think that's perfectly appropriate.
I think so, too. And there is, in part, Dan, I think why I'm interested in talking about this more than I think I would a typical sort of cultural icon or American celebrity is the fact that we kind of need this. We kind of need this where you have people all around the spectrum that are feeling this same way. And I do think there is some benefit in having when you can have a common conversation about something. And for me, like the curiosity came from really understanding why. I mean, I was literally bawling in the car. Listening to her nephew, and we'll play that sound in a minute, but that post when he announced her death was just, it just hit me, man. It really did.
Well, and that was, you know, my surprise today, because and you mentioned this when you were talking to Chad, that, you know, I'll send you an email every morning with potential topics, and if there's a celebrity death of some sort, I usually include that in there, and you're usually very not interested in those sorts of things. So when I got the text from you, that's how I found out. You sent me a text saying all Dolly bumpers today as I was driving into work. And I had to then, when I got here and got parked and was safely able to access my phone,
right,
Google, hey, did Dolly Parton just die? Right, and clearly right. That's what had happened, right?
Right.
So that it impacts you this way, of all people, tells me what kind of cultural impact
right.
she's had, right? Because it doesn't affect me the same way. I didn't grow up listening to, I mean, I'm aware of her. She's, I mean, yep. Again, I appreciate her for all the reasons everybody says.
For sure.
It just wasn't a huge part of my life. So it's not like I'm reacting that way. And yet you see so many people having such an emotional reaction to her, her passing that, it just, again, it tells you, we talked about this, was it last week or the week before, about what kind of legacy you want to leave. Mm. And I mentioned specifically about, you know, the people whose lives I'd like to have touched, and it isn't about putting names
right.
or
your
having
name on a building
or thing park or whatever like that. But the amount of people whose lives she touched, if you listen to Marcy's story in that first segment, that's it. And she probably did something like that millions, literally millions of times in her life. Mm-hmm. And to Dolly, it was just an everyday occurrence. And yet to this person, it was everything in this huge memory. That tells you about the quality of a person more than anything they have their name on.
And a texter says, Jason, I feel nothing regarding Dolly. I think it's because she was 80. It was her time. To me, it's different when they're younger, like Prince or Michael or Whitney. And I think that's a totally reasonable reaction, right? For sure. Like, 80 is a good run, right? You don't look... It is never great when someone you care about dies, but I do think if you want to, you know, if you want to rank what's worse, like, yeah, it's worse when you feel like you were robbed of time with someone.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly amplifies things.
It amplifies.
But I don't care if you're 180 when somebody who's brought as much light into the world as she did passes.
Yeah.
That's something that's going to affect a lot of people, and appropriately so.
Let's play that little sound from her nephew right now. This is Brian Seaver. And, you know, the official news came out at the same time, a news release from Dolly Parton's PR team at like 1:30 or something like that, and this post on social media at the same time. But, Dan, what you just said about the way you want to be remembered, that's what really hit me listening to her nephew.
Hey, everyone. My name is Brian Seaver, son of Cassie Parton, and I'm representing the Parton and Owens family today, announcing the passing of my Aunt Dolly Rebecca Parton Dean, sister, sis, Aunt Granny to one generation and Gigi to the next. This video announcement is something Dolly asked of me years ago, before I fully absorbed it as a future reality. As her head of security for more than two decades, a role my father Larry held before me, I have imagined the heaviness of this moment, but haven't truly felt it until now. It is an honor that is mixed with absolute pride and great sadness. But sadness lies with us, not with Dolly. Dolly has lived in the light and is in the arms of Jesus, surely met by Carl, her parents, and countless others who have watched her and longed for her to meet them in the heavens. I first went on the road with Dolly as a kid, getting a taste of the road life in the early 1980s. Dolly opened doors not just for me, but for her entire family to reach the potential we didn't even know was possible. Dolly also opened doors for generations of singers, songwriters, musicians, and dreamers from every walk of life and across every continent. By her example, we believed that anything was possible. She never saw a door she couldn't open, and the doors she opened made and changed history. My family and I have shared a lifetime of beautiful memories with Dolly, but so have you. She has always been on your television, your record player, your CD, and on your phone playlist, becoming an extended part of your family whether you liked it or not. Our family and the team she has entrusted with her legacy will work diligently to ensure her spirit will live with us forever. Dolly was a farmer, just like her daddy. He farmed the soil, she farmed songs and happiness. Dolly called me and said she wants to rest in a beautiful bed of plush cotton because after a life wearing heavy rhinestones, she finally deserves to be comfortable and have some rest. Rest in peace, Aunt Dolly, Aunt Granny, Gigi. May God bless Dolly Parton, and may God bless you all. She will always love you.
Ugh, that last part just gets you. She will always love you. Your favorite songs coming in like crazy and lots of memories. Jason Dolly's book program put a children's book into my nephew's hands every month from age 1 to 5 and was instrumental in helping him learn to read. Another texter, I'm crying now. Dolly was an ultimate legend. It's, I don't know, I think there is value to taking these moments where we collectively feel this. In a time where I feel like we live in our own little silo, we have our favorite music, our favorite artist, our favorite podcast, our favorite talk shows, whatever. Don't we lose something with that approach to life? Can there be a character? Can there be a cultural phenomenon that crosses the lines? Like Dolly did? I don't know. I don't know that our society can have that anymore. And I mourn that, too. I think that's part of the sadness, that this sort of universal appeal, based on talent, yes, but also based on just this humanity and this love for neighbor. It's a very Christian, religious underpinning to her life. I think we forget that. So I mourn that too. We'll play Dolly Parton songs throughout the show today, for sure. We're going to break in a minute. I think the best thing, whenever you lose someone, is figure out, all right, how do we pick up and do good going forward? Make the world better. And I got an idea for you coming up in just a minute. It involves giving blood and a little bit of friendly competition, too. We'll talk about that in just a minute here on Drive Time.